Mr. Schultz.
Yeah.
George. Yes, sir.
One thing that is very important is to keep Connolly totally informed of what's happening here. It's very important that whenever we do something here that he be aboard. You see?
Yes.
Now, how to do that is not through one of his people here, because he might get inaccurately informed of that. But I would suggest that, for example, something begins to develop on the pay board thing, that you prepare a message for me to send to him. And I prepare a message indicating the options that I've, that we've already outlined as to where we are. Because he will naturally have to support whatever we do while he's gone, and we'll have the cost of living council in the event we're able to make some sort of an arrangement, have to support it too. But it's much better that he be informed than that he just say, come back and run into some sort of, story about why the hell didn't we do better, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
The important thing here is not to leave anybody, well, particularly Connolly, in a position where he can say, well, he could say, I don't think he'd want to, but he would, but, the people could find his own people over there, well, why didn't we stick it to Meany, or why did we cave in? You see what I mean?
Yes. All right.
All right. So you'll remember that.
I sure will. Now, they may move very fast in the pay board this afternoon.
Right. I'm for that.
Chuck has had some information from Fitzsimmons that Meany will be trying to come to a conclusion on the deferred increases and so on this afternoon.
Yeah.
From Biagini, I got the impression that he regarded this afternoon as essentially
feeling out
people so that they can see what's what, and that he wanted to pass that by us first. But so we'll. I don't know.
Did Chuck get the idea that there was some possibility of some medium ground?
Decision. Well, yes. Although,
it's tough as hell.
That there is no give in the union people on the fact that a contract has to be upheld in some manner or another. And that's uniform, and I think we expected that.
Uh-huh.
Now, the business of whether payment is made in a lump sum or whether it's made exactly on the date when it's supposed to be made and so on, or it's strung out, there are all sorts of ways around it.
Yeah.
But okay. I do think that if the management people support the decision, whatever it is, then we're in a much better posture than if somehow it's a union forcing its way through
the split decision. I agree. All right, fine.
Okay, sir.